There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I've been hearing about new smart home devices that use Thread, and I'll be honest, after Zigbee, Z-Wave, and the rest, I'm kind of skeptical of yet another new smart home protocol. Do we really need Thread? Confused? Don't be. Let's help you know a little more about the Thread Network Protocol. Thread is a low-power networking protocol meant for use by Internet of Things devices. For most of us, that means doorbells, cameras, window sensors, and stuff like that. Thread operates a self-healing mesh network. Huh, if only all of us could. The oversimplified explanation of that is that each device on a mesh network can talk directly to every other device, no matter who made them. Essentially, each Thread device is an access point, so you don't need a special hub. The self-healing part means when the network runs into trouble, there's an algorithm, like shortest path bridging, or trill, if you know what those are, to help figure out a route around the trouble. While Thread uses a mesh network, it does require at least one border router that can send and receive data between the Thread devices and the internet when necessary. But that doesn't mean you have a single point of failure. You're like, wait, I thought you said it didn't need a hub. You can have more than one border router. For instance, you could set up a Google Nest Wi-Fi and an Apple TV to both be border routers. Both of those support Thread. In fact, your phone could also be a border router. A Thread network can support up to 250 or so devices with multiple hops. It's not a lot of devices when you compare it to Zigbee's 65,000 plus, but Thread makes up for it in flexibility, and 250 ought to be enough for a while. Now, you thought I was going to say 250 ought to be enough for anybody, didn't you? Au contraire. Hopefully, the standard can expand beyond 250 by the time we get smart dust or whatever application makes 250 seem ridiculously small. Let's take a moment and talk for people who speak in standards acronyms. If this next part doesn't make sense to you, don't panic. I'll translate in a second. Thread makes use of IPv6, which is a way to assign a unique number to every device on a network, something not possible under the older IPv4 protocol. Thread uses 6-low WPAN, which stands for IPv6 over Low Power Wireless Personal Area Networks. Basically, it's a system for assigning those IP addresses. That system relies on the power-efficient IEEE 802.15.4 wireless protocol on the 2.4 gigahertz spectrum. Now, some of you may recall that the Zigbee smart home protocol also uses that same setup, IEEE 802.15.4. But Zigbee does not use IPv6, so it requires a hub. Okay, here's another way of putting all of that. With Thread, you don't need a special hub, and each device can be uniquely identified. And it's similar to Zigbee, but not the same. For instance, Apple supports Thread. Apple does not support Zigbee. But keep in mind that almost any device that supports IEEE 802.15.4, like Zigbee devices do, could become a Thread device with a software update, including those Zigbee devices. Not all devices will do that, but they could. Okay, a few more cool things about Thread's implementation of all these underlying standards. Thread is low power, so devices can run on a coin cell battery for a few years. And because it doesn't need a hub, and due to a few other advantages of its implementation, the protocol is low latency. You generally see near instant response times. And Thread is also secure. It uses AES 128 encryption on every connection between every device. And when you add a device to the network, it uses PAKE, password-authenticated key exchange, so the network key is never transmitted where it could be eavesdropped on by an attacker. You use a device already in your Thread network, like your phone, maybe, and a password that is printed on a manual or a box that came with the new device. That way, it can't also be exfiltrated from the internet. Sometimes it's just a QR code you scan with your phone. That process is used only to authenticate the device on your Thread network. And I can hear at least one of you saying, wait, the password's on the box. It's a one-time use password to set the device up. It's not exactly like a public key, but that's a good metaphor for it. It would really only be useful to somebody already inside your network, in which case you have bigger problems. So the short version of this is that everything is strongly encrypted from the moment you join onward. Okay, that sounds great, but who's running this show? How can we be sure anybody's going to use Thread? Well, let's start at the beginning. Nest started developing Thread in 2011. Google bought Nest in January 2014, and 6 months after they bought Nest, formed the Thread Group Alliance and officially proposed the Thread protocol. Apple joined the Thread Group 4 years later in 2018 and released its first Thread product, the HomePod Mini, which acts as a border router, in 2020. There are now more than 50 members of the Thread Group. The top level of membership is sponsors, of which there are 13. Those include Apple, Google, Amazon, Lutron, NXP, Nordic Semiconductor, Osram, Qualcomm, Samsung's SmartThings, Siemens, Silicon Labs, Somfy, and Yale. The Thread Group is not for profit and maintains the protocol and licenses it under a royalty-free program to companies who agree to its terms. The group also issues certifications, of course, and Google operates an open-source version of Thread called OpenThread under a BSD3 clause license. And Thread is tied in with the broader interoperability effort called Matter. The Matter project, which is led by the Connectivity Standards Alliance, including Google, Apple, and Amazon, adopted Thread along with Wi-Fi and Bluetooth Low Energy as one of its supported protocols. Matter itself will also use Wi-Fi and Matter controllers, aka hubs, but that will actually expand the interoperability of Thread devices. And it's worth pointing out that because it's based on an IEEE standard and uses IPv6, Thread is application agnostic, not limited to a particular manufacturer. And because it uses 2.4 gigahertz, it won't face restrictions in parts of the world that limit other parts of the spectrum. All right, but there's got to be some downsides to Thread. Of course, there are. It can't send a lot of data. That's why Matter also supports Wi-Fi. Thread is for low data rate uses, sensors, etc. And it's not meant for long range either. A Nordic Semiconductor study found Thread's range was about the same as Zigbee's, at around 200 to 300 meters depending. That's why Matter supports Bluetooth Low Energy, which has a longer range, and in fact a long-range implementation that can reach, in this study, 756 meters. In the end, the thing to know about Thread is that it offers faster responses, improved reliability and interoperability, and better security while using less power. So, if you're picking between two smart home devices that are pretty close and one supports Thread, you might want to pick the one with Thread. In other words, I hope you know a little more about Thread.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.